today on the Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
Tech Talk. Adam Oldfield, the president and CEO of FPM3, FPM, and of course, Vacuuman, is with us once again. Great week. I understand that you have a special announcement to make today. We'll do that at the end of the program, okay? I'm not even going to give any hints. Okay, let's just we'll get exactly. There in time. All right into this stuff, okay? Because we're going to be a little limited time today. I want to talk about the Apple Watch and a new app that's on here right now. As if there aren't enough things to do with an Apple Watch right now. Let's explain that.
When we talk about the Apple Watch and all the apps that are available, I mean, we're talking billions, first of all, Bill. The Apple Watch now has a feature. Now, this one's more of a gimmicky thing. This isn't one of those that's going to help you live longer, keep an idea of how healthy you are. What this app actually is going to do is just help you burn through millions of hours and make you a zombie staring at your wrist. I'm sure chiropractors everywhere are going to love this new app that's now available for the Apple Watch. It's called Watch Tube, and I have to laugh at this because anyone who's got an Apple Watch or any smartwatch for that matter, or any watch for the time of discussion, is going to allow you to watch YouTube videos directly on your watch. Now, this is not an Apple product. This is not a core Apple product app that was developed by Apple. This is actually a third-party app that is gaining massive attention because now people can link it to their AirPods, tune into their favorite YouTube video in this small, I don't know the precise dimensions of your Apple Watches, but if there's nothing like burning entertainment value of hours, it is watching it in less than a one-inch dimension. Your favorite YouTube episode. So it's called WatchTube, which is now available for Apple Watches through the App Store.
What else is new? I mean, these guys come up with some innovative stuff. This one's kind of bizarre, but I mean, I'm already watching the stuff on my phone, so why not on my wristwatch too? Pride Week is coming, of course, the big Pride Parade this weekend in Toronto. And Google has a new feature right now that kind of goes right into that whole genre, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah, a lot of people, just on a side note, when I speak to this, small businesses everywhere, Google is really doing a lot of work. What they've done is we've seen, it was called Google My Business. Now it's called Google Profile. They keep renaming things, Bill. So when I say these, people are probably going, what am I looking at? Anyway, this is where on Google Maps, this is where businesses can register themselves to be found if someone's looking for a business or service. Now, Google has done a phenomenal job with helping local businesses operate and be found. But the company has also now added little features to it. So as an example, they're now putting in hours of operation. When you have holidays, you can throw up some photos, maybe what's going on in your business. The latest, though, is they're going to be now identifying businesses by who owns them. So as an example, if you want to support someone in the LGBTQ environment or society, or maybe a woman-led company, this is something which Google is now giving the opportunity for those business owners to identify themselves online. And this is very important because, you know, you may want to support a company, you don't know who's local or who you want to give your, endorsements to, or, you know, just give them that your business service. This is now going to be available. So Google is rolling this out in Canada and the United States for businesses that, again, that identify as woman-owned, Black-owned, veteran-owned, or any other identity. They're really trying to push a lot of businesses on Google Maps and give the public the ability to know who is the owner of these small businesses. Now, I want to reference this again, Bill. This is for small businesses. This is not the Walmart that's located in the massive mall. This is really for those that are entrepreneurs, the bake shop, the cookie, the ice cream store, the family-run businesses. This is a big step for Google now to bring those kind of identities to the operations within Google Maps.
Well, that's exciting stuff because people are always looking at that, Jim, because I'm Googling, who owns that place? So I know who's the manager, right, and things like that. It's important to a lot of people. Good idea. Listen, we talked about the Apple Watch. In fairness and in the interest of equal time, what's going on with Fitbit?
Well, you know what? The one thing everybody does is eat and sleep. Now, I'm going to honestly say I eat perfect. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to eating, Bill. But when it comes to sleeping, many of us still struggle to understand what we could be doing better. Fitbit, which is now offering a premium offer for those for $10 a month, US, I might add, they're really jumping into understanding your sleep profile. Now, what they're compiling is not only your sleep data, but they're using data of other Fitbit users to now understand what solutions and options are available for those to get a better night's sleep. So the company has now stated that if you want to join and be a part of this, there's the elements within the actual Fitbit wearable will now keep very detailed about your sleep patterns. So and then what it does is that I didn't realize this. I'm no psychiatrist, but there's animals that associate their sleep patterns to humans. So giraffe, bear, dolphin, parrots, tortoises. I'm like a tortoise, Bill. When I go down, I'm just slow to get up, and I'm just terrible, just to be straight up. But these sleep patterns are based on these, and again, this is I'm not making this up, neither is Fitbit. These are patterns when they're doing sleep analysis on those that are trying to understand what and how are they sleeping. And what's important about it is if you understand what your sleep pattern is, you can then identify what you can do to get a better night's sleep. This is a phenomenal outline. But again, the question is, for this $10 a month, you're going to get this access. You have to use it for a minimum of 14 nights to get yourself the ability to get your data to help you understand what you need to improve.
Interesting idea. A couple of weeks ago, I guess it was a couple of months ago, you really started, but I mean, we started to talk about alternative fuels and, of course, EVs, and there's a big push here in Ontario for that. But you and I were talking about other forms of energy, and not fossil fuels, hydrogen. And you've got an update on that.
Yeah, well, who doesn't love renewable energy? It's one of the hottest topics right now, especially when we're seeing many different forms of fuels, becoming quite cost prohibitive for that matter. Hydrogen is, again, one of those areas of which I've talked about. Now, why I'm bringing it up this time is that there has now been a study that has been able to determine that by the University of Stavanger, the ability to create as much hydrogen as we need, all using solar power. Now, that's great. What are we going to do with this hydrogen? We got a whole bag of gas. Now, what are we? That just doesn't sound right, Bill. Anyway, they're creating a gas turbine is what I was getting at. That's the point of my story, is that there's an ability now using other natural resources to generate an ability to create a gas turbine using hydrogen. So where I'm going with this is that a pipeline, when we hear pipelines normally in, from Alberta, the US, and the big hoopla of the dangers of what it is, this has now been developed that they could create a pipeline. And the pipeline would then be generated to a gas turbine that would generate the energy by the hydrogen combustion. And the hydrogen would then be generated through our solar renewable power. So my point to this is that we may be able to find a fully renewable energy that's fully clean, Bill, from start to finish. So meaning the solar creates the hydrogen then creates the combustion creates the clean energy. And why I bring that up is because we hear of all of these components like solar, or we'll hear of other renewable energies, but they tend to come with, as you preface this, an electric vehicle is very clean when operated. However, it takes a lot of minerals out of the earth. There's a lot of fossil fuels burned to create the clean energy product. This is why it's so revolutionary. This is going to be a clean energy full cycle. There isn't anything other than the cost of the building of the solar panels. This is really, once established, will be a fully renewable energy. Very exciting for all the world, by the way. That's not isolated to any independent country. This is also available worldwide.
Excellent stuff, and we have to explore all possibilities, so good on them. I love when you come on here and you start talking about brand new products and the innovations that are going on, because it's mind-boggling. But every now and then you get, I guess you could categorize this as everything old is new again. Tell me this isn't true. The Sony Walkman is making a comeback?
This is one of the greatest announcements I think I've seen. And when I saw it, it brought back a rush of memories of the old yellow cassette players. Those that might remember this. It was even used in Back to the Future, if you remember, when Marty McFly threw in the Van Halen song and said, "I'm Darth Vader." Well, anyway, the Sony Walkman was really what got Steve Jobs from Apple to really think about the iPod. And I mean, which, again, taking that story down its rabbit hole, revolutionized where Apple got to where it was today. Well, the Sony Walkman is back. Perfect timing, I might add, Bill, because iPod says we're no longer making mobile audio equipment. The iPhone has it all. Sony says, hey, you remember when we revolutionized the music market? We're now bringing it back. But let me just preface this with other points. Number one, it is very expensive. This used to be, and it was expensive in the 80s. I think if I remember, it was like $399 or $499. And that was back in the 80s for one of these. They were like gold. Well, now they're worth $3,400 US for the high end. And 14, yes, you heard me correct, $3,400 US is the starting. Of course, that's a high-end bill. And then there's a $1,400 for a less expensive one. But wait, it comes with that earphone jack we all want. You remember the earphone jack, Bill? It was once a big thing in the mobile phone market. For $3,400, you can now have one of the best sounding mobile Walkmans by Sony. And again, it's plated, oxygen-free copper, anodized aluminum. I don't know how best to, I'm not selling them, so I'm not getting a cut of this, but I'm just using why Sony's defining why the cost. I guess inflation's even hit the cassette player today.
But $3,400, come on. Come on.
I choked on it, honestly, Bill. I'm like, I'm reading that wrong. Is that 340? No, this is $3,400 is the high-end model. And again, it runs off of an Android system. So it's almost like, it's not a phone. It's just a very, very high-end audio device.
Okay, somebody will pay for it. I'm sure they will. They'll think of him. Give me an update on artificial intelligence. You've always got some interesting news about that.
Well, the rumor around, not a rumor, the fact going on around Google is that it's been using quantum computing, which, you hear that word often. And what does it mean? It means that the computer can calculate billions, trillions, gazillion algorithms all at once. And one of the concerns is one of the programmers within Google, an engineer, has actually been put on leave by Google, and this is an HR issue, that he has concerns because he's been developing the algorithm with the artificial intelligence. While coding this Google software, the artificial intelligent computer started to become a sentient. It had feelings, talking about, please don't kill me, I know I have a purpose. It started to become more, if you remember 2001, the Space Odyssey, it was becoming almost to that degree. Now, Google shut it down. There's not a lot that they've really kind of put a lid on this. But this engineer wrote a Google Doc, shared it with the company, and has been told or removed from the development of this artificial intelligence due to the fact that his comments were, we are creating a system that is going to have feelings. Artificial intelligence coding and computers are starting to become relevant in the art of having an existence. Bill, this goes back to a few years ago when I said, when we were talking about robotics, before this even got to this level, it is a merit of where they are talking about passing that rule in Congress about we need to think about the future of who does artificial intelligence and computers, do they have a right in a day in court? And could it be argued that they are existing in our world with rights as we are as citizens or humans, for that matter, on the planet? But anyway, it's happening, and it is now, right now, it's under wraps, but it exists that this computer by Google is starting to get feelings.
Jeez. All right. I'll leave it at that. We're getting into the morality of it, I guess, now. We've been doing the show for a long time, you and I, on Fridays, and I know you get a lot of feedback, as I do, 99% of it positive. People love the show. But you're going to go away for a little while. What's going on here?
Yes, unfortunately, I'm going to have to take a little leave from Tech Talk with you, Bill. And you know, we've been doing this multiple years every Friday with you and sometimes throughout the week. But I have decided that with all the changes going on in the world, and I am a Hamiltonian. I live in the city in the East End. I work in the East End. And well, I feel now's the time that I step in city politics, and I'm going to be running for a council position, and I'm looking forward to hopefully serving this community as I have been for many years. And Bill, I'm going to have to step away from CHML Tech Talk just for the short term, or maybe long term, but I'll still be here. I'm going to be putting my feet forward as a ward representative in the city of Hamilton in the upcoming municipal elections.
And by the way, the whole thing is, if you're a registered candidate, best you don't, you know, because I went through that, of course, way back when I ran for council, and other folks have gone through the same sort of thing too. You take a leave of absence because you don't want to have an unfair advantage over other candidates. That's the philosophy behind it. I'm not surprised by this. I got to tell you, like I say, you and I have known each other since what, the early 90s, 89, 90?
Easily.
Yeah, that was a long way back anyway. And yep. You've always had a fascination with politics. We've talked about it a lot. I mean, we don't do it on the show, not very often anyway. But you've always had opinions about a lot of the stuff that's going on. So, and I know, especially now that you've got some great successful businesses in this community, that you're very concerned about politics and what's going on in your community and how it's impacting your businesses and the people who work for you too. I mean, you employ an awful lot of people these days. So I applaud you, and I applaud anybody that decides to take that step and say, you know what, I'm not just going to complain about stuff. I'm going to go in there and try to make a difference. It's a big hill to climb though, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know what? I have to say that a lot of great constituents that are out there right now running, I have the same respect for them. I know many have coming back. Some have are returning. But I have to say that there's a big push in the city of Hamilton. I mean, we have turned and become, in my opinion, and I say that because I've invested in it and I live here. Michelle and I call this home and we call it our work environment. But the one thing I love about the city is we're passionate about what we want for the city. Everyone wants something better for the city. And one of my hopes, Bill, is that should or the community get behind me and support me, then I would really love to be able to be their voice. You know, I have a real passion for wanting things to be better. I want to be responsible. I want to be accountable. I know I do that every day in my business. So I'd like to do that for the city. I feel like that's something that is missing. I feel like there's a lot of individuals that in the past maybe have not put forward the best interest of the people. And I think I'd like to stand up and take that seat. And it's not going to be an easy seat, Bill. I can tell you that. But I am really excited about the opportunity that hopefully this community will say, hey, Adam, we're going to give you a chance. Step into it and let's see what you can do. And I'm willing to bet that I could probably, and I don't say probably in a light word, I mean committed to making it work well to serve this community right and be able to make decisions that I can help continue its flourishment and grow and create that city we all love and want to build to make it better.
All right, and you're not a newbie to this, because I know you've been involved in political campaigns for a long, long time, but you've been a behind-the-scenes guy, so you know the kind of commitment, and you know the kind of work that has to be done to win an election.
Yeah, I mean, I've been involved in the political scene. You're right, behind the scenes. I've, you know, raised some flags. I've stood up in front of many of our you know, individuals in the political game that have, you know, introduced them or sometimes even stole the show. I mean, David Christopherson. I don't know who was louder, him or I, back in the day when I was emceeing on different things. But and I wasn't even running for politics then. But yeah, I mean, it's you know, being here and being in the city and being able to get my voice heard and. Sometimes I don't even think I need a microphone in most cases, Bill. You know, many people can hear me already.
You're not using one now. You're speaking from downtown Hamilton, and they can hear you all the way to London.
And they can hear me already in Hamilton. That's right. Yeah, it resonates across the city. So, I mean, it's not being involved in politics in my past has really helped me like understand the foothold, both a municipal, you know, I was active trying to help you and when you were running with many others. And in addition to that, provincially and federally, I've worked with a lot of riding associations, especially in the Hamilton East End. So I've had a chance to get grassroots feet on the ground, talk to a lot of the people, and I've had a lot of that support. And that's one of the reasons why I felt now was the time. As I'm representing or talking to our local people in Hamilton, I keep hearing, hey, Adam, you seem like you've got a real passion. Why aren't you running? And Michelle and I spoke about it, and it was a tough decision, but I think it's the right timing for me to be able to do this, Bill. So I think this is going to be fun. I'm looking at this as not only a challenge, but I'm also looking at it as an opportunity to truly be able to be myself and use the knowledge and the mindset that I've had from politics, from my experience being in business, working with Mohawk College teaching. I hope to educate, and as well, I hope to learn a lot too. This is also a chance. I don't know it all, and this is something that I certainly hope that I'll be able to get a lot of opportunities to hear from the ward I'm in, and I'm going to trust that I will be a better representative for the city.
Well, okay, and you've already got the first stage of going into politics, because you wanted 2 minutes and you took six. So as a lot of them do. Listen, buddy, I'm going to miss you on the radio for the next little while. But good luck. We'll see how it
Thank
goes.
You.
And congratulations on making the decision, and good luck to you and Michelle. Adam Oldfield, taking a hiatus from Tech Talk for the next little while as he seeks public office.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.